Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's weekly personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. I'm your host Preeti Kulkarni and today we'll focus on Indian students who have secured admissions in universities abroad and will start gearing up to leave Indian shores soon. The next 2 months are bound to be hectic with admission, loans, visa and other paperwork keeping students and their parents busy. Amidst this race against time to tick all these boxes, it is a little unlikely that you would pay attention to the possibility of falling sick during your stay abroad. However, the fact is that this threat is real, and which is why most universities insist on students being covered under health insurance policies. Even if your university does not mandate a cover, however, you will still stand to benefit if you buy one. This is because your regular health cover in India will not come to your aid if you were to fall sick during your stay abroad. And unlike business or leisure travelers, you will obviously be spending more time overseas and are likely to need medical treatment at some point in time. So you have two options. You can either buy a health cover once you reach your campus, something that your university would prefer as well, or buy an overseas student travel insurance policy from an Indian insurer before you fly out of India. So to understand the nitty-gritties of an overseas student health insurance policy and make the right choices, we have with us today Nikhil Apte, Chief Product Officer at Royal Sundaram General Insurance. Hello, Mr. Apte. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Preeti. Thanks for this invitation. Always happy to participate in your interesting interviews.
Thanks. So it is in the next 3 months, students from India will start traveling overseas for their studies, to pursue their higher studies and even undergraduate studies, in fact. So could you start with explaining why it is important for these students, these overseas bound students, to buy student travel insurance policies before they fly out of India?
Yeah. So actually, typically when a student from India goes to USA, UK, Canada, Australia, these are the four, favorite destinations. And every year close to 1.5 lakh plus students do, travel abroad for the education purpose. Though you may be covered in a parent's policy in India, hospitalization, when you go abroad, hospitalization can be extremely costly. For example, in USA, a typhoid treatment or a viral fever treatment for about a week can be as costly as about $50,000, right? Which is a lot of money, which is about 30-40 lakhs. And that is why, first of all, the medical risk is very high abroad. To get a cashless treatment is very important. Otherwise, to pay that much money with parents' credit card and to reimburse, it's cumbersome. So firstly, the cost is very high for medical treatment, number one. Number two, the student also several times is traveling alone. He or she is traveling alone. So the journey is always fraught with several risks, such as there can be loss of baggage, there can be delay of baggage, right? You can lose your passport, your trip can be cancelled. I have heard a student goes for a year typically, but he or she comes typically after semester. And also in several courses, you may be flying abroad again for some internships, summer experience, etc. So there is always a kind of necessity to continuously cover you wherever you go. Now, even if you in a university at times push you to buy a local policy there, several master students, for example, have a 2-month practicum training or a summer training where they go to Europe or Africa for different training experience. Now, that all is not covered by a local policy in the US, for example. But a travel policy, student travel policy from India covers everything. So I think the best part of the student travel policy is, A, it covers you for whole year. Anywhere in the world you go, it follows you like a shadow. Number one, it offers you a cashless treatment across the world with a very low deductible of about $100 typically, which a local policy will be very costly. It covers you for several inconvenience benefits, such as loss of baggage, loss of passport, baggage delay, trip cancellation, etc.
You also mentioned the popular destinations, study destinations such as US, UK and Australia. Now, do universities in these countries mandate insurance or health? Do they mandate health insurance when students are on their campus?
Yeah, these countries do mandate insurance for the right reasons, because when the student is at campus, the university doesn't want to see a situation where he or she is hospitalized and there is no treatment available. So from well-being perspective, it is definitely essential, number one. In most countries, health insurance is the primary tool to take care of your hospital expenses. So universities do have a tie-up with several local insurance companies. And a lot of times they insist that you buy a cover in that country because they are very confident that it will work there. They are not very confident whether if you buy literacy policy from India, it will work. So to that extent, and some specification otherwise are at times are such that a policy from India may not be totally accepted. The short answer is yes. Yeah, you know, countries do specify. UK has a NHS cover, which is a their governmental cover. Mm-hmm. But for which there is a contribution required. All other countries, like especially US and Canada, Australia, they do insist that you carry a insurance policy, and preferably from locally, which means in that country.
So explain how an overseas student policy, overseas student travel policy bought in India from Indian insurers, differs from a regular travel insurance policy that we buy when we go on a holiday abroad. What are the key features that differentiate one from the other?
Yeah. So first key difference is the normal leisure policies which we buy when we go abroad from a trip from India are typically can be issued only up to 6 months, 180 days, while a student policy is issued for 1 year. For both policies, there is a medical insurance, which is a hospitalization cashless treatment, which is covered. But and both types of policies do provide a cover, about $500,000 or $7.5 lakh cover. But very importantly, student policies have certain benefits which are more relevant for students and not for other leisure travelers. For example, loss of laptop, similarly, termination of pregnancy due to medical reasons, cancer screening and mammography, treatment for mental illness and nervous disorders, physiotherapy. These kind of benefits are there only in a student policy. And they are not there in the leisure travel policy. Similarly, things like study interruption, sponsor protection. For example, your parents, one of the parents is severely ill and you have to come back, or one of the parents die and you miss a semester. The student policy does pay for a one semester of tuition. These are very relevant for student policy, and you don't get such benefits in a leisure policy. So that's the key difference.
Okay. As you mentioned, some universities do mandate health insurance cover when students are on their campuses, and they also offer health insurance covers through tie-ups with local insurance companies. So how does an Indian overseas student travel insurance cover differ from those covers offered by universities or offered through local insurers?
First of all, student policy from India is issued for a year, while when you go abroad, the tie-up will be only for a semester. For example, if a semester starts on 8th of January, and as per college calendar, your semester is ending on 15th of May, for example, right after the semester exam. Cover is available in these two dates, but there is no cover available to if you, let's say, stay in summer. So that's a big risk, because several students want to go to their relatives who are already there in USA, right? And in those journeys, there is a time of stay, there is no cover available to you in a university policy, because it is very specific to a university semester or a calendar system. That's number one. Number two, a lot of these policies have a high copay or deductible, and there could be a compulsory copay of about 10% or a deductible of about $1,000 plus, and that in fact increases if you go out of state. So a lot of universities, let's say if your university is in Ohio or Massachusetts, right, your cover may say that there is no or a low copay in that state. But if you go out of state, let's say if you go to California, there will be a higher copay, because that's out of network for them. right? So that's
talking
a
about
big kind of,
insurance covers offered by universities,
yes,
right? Through local
by universities, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So
right.
If you end up buying a university cover, there is always a risk that you if you move from one state to another, because a lot of times for Indian students, our relatives and friends are there in other states within USA, and there is a natural tendency, if there is a holiday, long weekends, you tend to go to other state for a holiday, or you know, just staying with your friends or relatives. And in that situation, your copay deductible will increase in a local policy. That's number two. Number three, that cover, as I said, is available only those calendar periods. But if you go abroad, let's say if you go to Europe for a summer placement, or if you go to Africa for let's say public health experience, these trips are never covered by the local US policy. And that is why you are totally unprotected if you go out of US. And fourth important part is these local coverages are basically the hospitalized coverage, including outpatient. So OPD is generally covered, also the hospitalization, but it will never cover your inconvenience benefit, such as trip cancellation, trip delay, baggage loss, loss of passport, etc., which are very relevant real things happening.
But then is cost also an advantage? Are Indian insurance covers cheaper?
Cost is a definitely advantage. So I'll solve the problem for you. First of all, a local policy, let's say in US, is nothing less than about $3,000 in a year, which is about 2.5 to 3 lakh rupees, that which is a lot of money. Now, if you buy a fully loaded plan, from Indian insurers, student travel, even a $7.5 lakh plan will come as low as 40,000 rupees. So you will straight away save about 2 lakh rupees in the price itself, right? And that is a lot. That is definitely a lot of saving for Indian parents, because student also tends to come back once or twice in a year. So your flight tickets can cost you more than a lakh, per trip. So cost is definitely a difference, number one. But that is only the primary cost. The secondary cost is if you rely only on the overseas insurance, let's say in US, and you don't have a secondary policy, as I explained in the answer, then any deductible or copay is your out-of-pocket, which you can't get reimbursed. And that is why I always keep saying that if you buy a policy from India, at least $5 lakh or $7.5 lakh student travel, you don't have to buy a local policy abroad, number one. Number for that, you have to convince the university, you have to give them the reasoning that your policy has these coverages, and your insurance company in India definitely will help you with the understanding of the coverages, which you can, tell the university. And you can explain typically that otherwise it will cause you a financial strain to your parents. And if you put up the case like that, typically universities, 50% of the university do agree, because they don't want to see a student under financial stress. As long as you give undertaking that I have a policy which will cover me sufficiently, mostly universities tend to agree. But there are universities, and if that happens, you save a lot of money in the health insurance. But even if they don't agree, and if they make you buy the policy locally, then I would still suggest you still continue to have your student policy, because as I said, in case of any deductible or copay, you can always get that money reimbursed, from the Indian policy, number one. And number two, very importantly, the baggage delays, baggage loss, etc. These are real benefits which can be of use other than the medical cost. And therefore, even if you buy a local policy in US or Canada or Australia, your child is still unprotected from the travel risk. And therefore, to cover travel risk, there is no other solution but to buy a policy from India.
Right. So you mentioned copay and deductibles. So let's say if a student has to buy a university promoted policy as well as an Indian overseas student travel policy. In that case, if the amount under the university policy is not fully paid due to copay or deductibles, the balance can be claimed under the overseas student travel policy, is it, purchased from India?
Yes. Because in that case, what happens is the Indian policy will consider that as a claim amount. So let's say there is a $50,000 bill, a hospital, $50,000 got adjusted by the local policy, let's say UnitedHealthcare or Aetna, and 10,000 you have to bear from your pocket. You can claim that $10,000 on the Indian student policy, overseas travel policy, out of which only $100 gets deducted as a compulsory deductible, and you can get the balance $9,900.
Okay.
That's a lot of money again.
Right. And coming to exclusions or restrictions in Indian policies, that is Indian overseas student travel insurance policies, can you talk a little bit about those exclusions as well?
Yeah, so typically war is a risk, right? But that is only when it's a declared war. So Ukraine is a live case where
Right.
18,000 students stand it. But when they went to Poland, Poland was free from, Poland is not declared as a, having war. And that's why within Poland, if you get any injury or sickness, who will cover that? So Indian policy does cover that, number one. Right, so that's a big benefit in case of any emergencies. Number two, as you know, in US also there have been incidents of mass shooting, which is a real problem there because of the gun control laws, etc. Now, our student travel policy does cover assistance services, which includes even airlifting a student and shifting him or her to the best possible hospital. Within US or within UK or Canada, anywhere, right? And these assistance services are never covered in a local medical policy. While a student policy will also cover that. So,
All right, Mr. Apte, thanks a lot for all the information, advice, and insights. It was great to have you on our show today. Thank you so much.
And with that, it's a wrap on this episode of Simply Safe. For more news, views, and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.